Yesterday, we reported how San Francisco's Castro District tried to cancel Halloween because there was so much violence last year. So what happened? Well, Scott Schaefer went trick-or-treating in the Castro last night as a reporter for member station KQED in San Francisco, which he is.
San Francisco did its best to take the fun out of Halloween this year, even running public service announcements like this one.
For the last few years, Halloween has gotten a bit scary. I'm talking about the freaky characters that swoop into San Francisco's Castro with bad intentions. So this year, there is no party in the Castro. Stay home this Halloween.
But can you really just cancel one of the biggest celebrations in San Francisco's gay Mecca?
Trick or treat.
Okay.
Ooh, I love you guys.
Wednesday afternoon, school kids walked up and down Castro Street taking candy from merchants. But as the sun went down, police came out in force. No parking signs were plastered everywhere, and the mood was anything but joyous. Some stores that typically stay open late had already closed. Many store owners said business was definitely way off from last year. And Castro Street, typically jammed with people even on a normal Wednesday night, was eerily quiet. You could count the number of drag queens on one glove. San Franciscan Brian Rich was standing in front of a bar dressed as a pirate phantom, one of the few people dressed in any kind of costume at all. He said the neighborhood felt dead, and not because it was filled with zombies.
It doesn't feel like it's especially welcoming, even for folks who live within a few blocks. Too many cops, too few people partying. I don't know if I'm necessarily surprised. I'm disappointed, though.
One reason for that, the city really pressed local bars and restaurants to close early. Fire marshals visited bars, telling managers that unless they complied, they could expect strict enforcement of safety codes last night and in the future. So most gave in to the pressure. That didn't sit well with Tom Ward, owner of the gay bar Midnight Sun.
I think it's pretty bad. You know, it's like closing Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
Halloween is San Francisco's Mardi Gras. In the past 20 years, it's grown from a neighborhood event into an international spectacle. But not everyone was disappointed by the scaled-back version. Vivian Skoll, dressed as a very convincing Wicked Witch of the West, said Halloween in the Castro had simply gotten out of control.
Of course, I think it's sad that they're not having the party, but, you know, we're doing a family thing tonight, so we're going to go trick-or-treating with the kids, and we're going to make our own fun.
At the Moby Dick nightclub, bartender John Lewis agreed Halloween in the Castro had become, well, too scary. Still, he wondered why it had to come to this. When a place like New York City can manage a million people in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
They don't have all the shootings and the problems like this, so, you know, why can't we figure out a proper way to fix it?
People may be disappointed that Halloween's been canceled this year, but as I stand here on Castro Street, there are police barricades everywhere and giant flatbed trucks loaded with portable toilets, all for a party that's been canceled. For NPR News, I'm Scott Schaefer in San Francisco.